word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Savior of sinners. He is the one who has made it so that by His grace, I am able to bring this message of the gospel of hope, the gospel of peace, unto you. It is not on any merit of my own. My record will not stand, but it's the merit and the record and the righteousness of the Lord Jesus imputed unto me that makes it so that I, by God's grace, can speak to you about the goodness of God. And that is the case with every preacher. Anytime anyone wants to lift up his own record at the expense of lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus, such a one has gotten too high and is not able to be used by the Lord. He will not be used by the Lord, he who lifts himself above the Lord. We humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God, and He's the one who lifts us up. Now, the thing that I would like to share with you in the sort of the devotional before we go to the gospel according to John is the matter of a Christian home. Christian homes don't just happen, they're built. Someone labors to build a Christian home. How do we get the materials for which to build the Christian home? We get them from the Lord. The Lord Himself teaches us how to live a life that is pleasing to Him. Now, in order to build a Christian home, we ourselves must be rightly related to the Lord. It would not be fitting for a person who is saying, well, you go down this road, go this way, do this, and they themselves are not willing to go in the path in which they are instructing you. Well, if we're going to have God's power upon our lives and expect the blessings of the Lord upon us, we ourselves must be willing to walk in the way that is pleasing to the Lord. And how can we know what pleases the Lord? We have His Word. We have the Bible. So a good marriage, a good Christian home, is not something that just happens. It has to be built. And it is done with hard work. Daily denying oneself, daily crucifying oneself, not my will, but thy will be done. Not as I would have it, Lord, but as thou wouldest have it to be. That is the way the Christian builds a good home, a Christian home. Christian homes, good marriages don't just happen. They're built, and they're built out of obedience to God. They're built out of surrender to God. They're built out of faithfulness to God. Now, many people will get this out of order. They will think, well, I need to be faithful to my wife, and at the same time, they're thinking that they can violate God's truth and God's word and expect things to come out all right. No, if you would have the right kind of home, then you must be faithful to God. How do we... And faithfulness is the matter of being straight with the Lord, being obedient to Him. You see what He teaches in His Word, line your life up according to the way His Word teaches it ought to be. If you will do what God would have you to do, then you can come out where God would have you to come out. Now, if you can, and one of the things, again, that we often talk about is this, I often hear this, yeah, but what about if I want to do right and my spouse doesn't want to do right? What am I supposed to do? Here's the answer. Do right. Do right. You labor to serve the Lord. You maintain your personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. You live for Him. Serve Him. Make sure that you are rightly related to Him. And you go to Him in prayer and watch Him work in those areas that are beyond your ability. Good marriages, good homes don't just happen. They're built out of hard work and trust and faith in the Lord. We ask Thy blessings upon this message, Father. We ask Thee to empower us for Jesus' sake. Amen. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 16, the Scriptures teach us that the Lord said in verse 12, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot hear them now." Here we have a clear example of the fact that the Lord teaches us that we have to have His grace imparted to us before we can understand certain things. See, there are people who feel like an education is what makes one accessible or under that he can lay hold of the truths taught in God's Word. No, education won't do it. Very learned men have read the Bible and studied the ancient languages, and they have not known, if they don't know the God of the book, then they don't know the truth of truthfulness or the truths of God's Word. If they don't have a personal relationship with the Lord, then education cannot get you to understand the Lord. You see, a relationship with the Lord is brought on by the new birth. You must be born again. You must be born again. That's what God says. And if you will understand spiritual things, then the Spirit of God must be in you. The one who is born of the Spirit understands spiritual matters. The one who is of the flesh receives and understands and seeks after the flesh. But one who is born again can understand those things that pertain to the spiritual realm of things. The Lord is teaching His disciples here that there are times that are yet to come that He will be instructing them in matters that He cannot at this time give to them because they cannot understand them. "I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now." They are too much, too great a burden for you to bear. You know, there are times when I've had in my own personal devotions, and I've heard other Christians say this too, that we're having our devotions and the Word of God is so good and the presence of the Lord is so real until it's as though, "Lord, I cannot stand this in this body." I know that many times in having been out and preaching in the evening on the way home and having gotten home, the Lord, seen how the Lord has worked. Try to go to bed and just can't sleep, still rejoicing, just lying there, just rejoicing in what the Lord has done. It's a wonderful thing to see Him work and to be rejoicing in the Lord. He is the one who ministers to our spirit. We sense the presence of the Lord and rejoice quietly in our hearts. You know, one of the things, too, to point out at this point is a person filled with the Spirit does not contradict what the Spirit of God teaches in His Word. And one trying to preach the Word of God and declare God's truths is not going to say that, and another one listening is not going to hinder the preaching of God's Word for something else. No, the Spirit of God always works in accordance with what He has said in His Word. That's why the Lord tells us things are to be done decently and in order. Many truths that we hear, the Lord has told us these, that you can't bear these things now. You couldn't stand them. But later on, as He says, "Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth." Now, knowledge can puff up a person. Has a lot of knowledge, and he goes about boasting, bragging about how much he knows, what he has done, all that he is. He starts belittling everyone else. People, when they have certain experiences, they want to boast about their experiences. When they have much material, they want to exalt themselves and sneer at others. I was thinking one time I sat down beside someone and they got up and moved. Didn't want to sit beside this person, this man, this preacher. And many times you see people standing. I've mentioned this before. You see a crowd of men standing, and they may not know who you are. You go up and you start talking with them. And after a while, they start scattering. They don't want to hear the truth. They can't bear God's truth. They have chosen to reject God's truth. But then you have those scattered here and there who will delight in the Lord and delight in His Word. When the Spirit of truth is come, He guides us into wanting more about Jesus. More about Him. I remember the time that when I, after I was first saved and had gotten into the habit of reading my Bible daily and was still in the military and was pulled away to go on some training maneuver or something and didn't get a chance to take my Bible with me. And we were gone for something like 5 or 6 days. And, of course, on those kinds of maneuvers out in the bush, you don't take much time for showering, and there is no place to shower out there. So when we get back, the first thing you want to do is to get showered and cleaned up. Well, that wasn't the thing that was foremost on my mind. Been away from my daily food in the Word. Lord, give me Thy Word. Give me this time with Thee. And so it's just to sit down and to read His Word. And it was pouring water on dry, parched land. The Word was such a refreshing thing to me, more than a shower could ever have been. That's how the Lord works. He brings to us the understanding of His presence, teaches us of His grace. And when the Spirit of truth is come, you want more of God's truth. Now notice what the Scriptures say about the Spirit of truth. He will not speak of Himself. He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. That's how we were able to know that the charismatic movement was of the devil, deceiving people. The Holy Spirit of God doesn't talk of Himself. You hear those who've gotten caught up into this movement of saying, oh, the spirit. No, the Holy Spirit of God points men and women, boys and girls, to Christ Jesus the Lord, teaches them of Him, pour out glory upon Him, exalt Him. He doesn't talk of Himself. The Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, teaches of Jesus, who is truth made flesh. That's how we know when we are hearing the truth. The Word directs us to the Son. The Holy Spirit illumines us of the Son and of who He is and His place around God's throne and His place in our lives and His ministry for us, through us. We are to be mouthpieces for Him. We're to be hands for Him, ears for Him, a heart for Him. The Holy Spirit of God teaches us all these things. Have you given yourself to Christ? Have you told the Lord that you are willing to serve Him, that you know what His Word teaches and you are yielding yourself to His truth? Have you given yourself over to Him? I pray that you have. If you haven't, I pray that you will. You can do that today. He will guide you into all truths. You may not be the mature Christian that you think you ought to be. Give yourself to the Lord. He will guide and teach. Heavenly Father, we ask for Thy blessings again upon us today. Glorify Thyself in us, we pray, in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen. And do join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson.